otherwise, like I said, a stiff drink before bed doesn't hurt either.
Episode 583 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip: making travel across time zones for a race easier. Hey guys, real quick before we get started today, just want to take a quick second and give you all a thank you for all that you've been doing in the last weeks and months to help the show grow. We hit a little bit of a milestone last week, which would be, you know, if you're listening to this well into the future, it would be the first full week of June in 2018. For the first time, we got more than 5,000 listens in a 1 week period. That's never happened before. And to put it in perspective, you know, around the first week of January, the first of the year, so just, 5 months ago, we were at 2,700, 2,800, something like that, plays per week for an average. We might spike to just over 3,000, but, that was a really good week, not too long ago. And so, the only explanation, the only thing that I can point to as for why the show has for all intents and purposes, almost doubled in 5 months as far as number of plays goes, is due to you guys talking about the show, promoting the show. When people are asking for recommendations, you're out there sharing it and talking to people about it. You're mentioning it on your blogs, on social media. So thank you. Thank you. It means a lot. Hopefully it means that something that I'm doing is good enough that you're willing to promote it. But yeah, thank you. It's growing. And I know that there's going to be opportunities for me because of that. And I'm going to do everything I can to make sure that some of the opportunities that come my way can go right back to you guys for all that you do to help make this happen. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And hopefully you'll continue to do that. If an episode that ever strikes you, whether it's a quick tip, whether it's an interview, whether it's a Q&A, whatever it is, it really resonates, share it, post about it. There's always that little button right there on the apps that allow you to just share an episode. Those little things may seem like they're really little to you, but they're really big to me. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you for all you've been doing to help spread the word about Diz Runs Radio here. Really, really do appreciate it. So now that I'll pull myself together and get into the meat and potatoes of today, we got Tom Letty and Carol Valls back on the show again today. And if you haven't caught the last couple episodes of this series, it's going to continue on for another couple of weeks. Tom is an author of several books and has run, races. I don't know how many races at this point, a lot, but he's run a half marathon in every state. He's got his sights set on traveling the world and running different races across, continents and in Canada and all kinds of other places. And Carol is a owner of the 2LTravel.com, which is a travel agency website. And she helps, her clients, and specifically runners as well, to get the best deals and travel arrangements and accommodations when it comes to setting out for destination races and racecations and things of that nature. So, if you have a racecation coming up, I would definitely encourage you to check out what Carol's got going on. 2LTravel.com, once again, is the website. And if you missed the first couple episodes of the series, episode 577, which was 2 weeks ago, a handful of episodes back in your feed, we talked about saving money on flights and travel, hotels, all those kinds of things, how to get the best deals, where to pinch the pennies, and where it's worth maybe spending a couple extra bucks. Last week, episode 580, we talked about eating well on the road. So when you don't have your home kitchen anymore, how do you make sure that you're eating foods that are safe for you, that aren't going to cause any kinds of problems? Give you the fuel that you need to run your best race, in the next day or two, from when you set out, from your house to get to the race destination. And today, episode 583, we're going to talk a little bit about, adjusting to the travel. So time zones, jet lag, things like that. Is it easier to go east to west than it is to go, west to east? Which way is better to travel? How early should you get there? Things of that nature. So without any further ado, we'll go ahead and get started with today's episode and welcome Tom and Carol back on the show again, talking about kind of, traveling and some of the things that we need to keep in mind when it comes to, traveling for races, for whether it's a destination race, a vacation race, or whether you're trying to travel somewhere to really, you know, maybe set yourself up for a Boston qualifier or something like that. You know, you do your homework and find out this is a good race. It's a downhill course or something like that, where you can go and really, you know, give it your best shot to try to get that, that time, that elusive BQ. And when it comes to traveling, you know, if you're going to go very far, there's a pretty good chance that you could cross time zones. And, you know, on the surface, and maybe for like the business traveler, if you're just traveling for leisure and vacation, you know, crossing a few time zones may be a big deal, may not be that big of a deal. But for us as racers, especially for, you know, runs that are happening first thing in the morning, it's kind of important that we can get our good sleep and wake up feeling refreshed and ready to go and things like that. And when you start crossing travel lines and dealing with time zone lines and dealing with some jet lag, perhaps that can be a little bit tricky. So, Tom and Carol, when it comes to traveling, is, you know, and especially crossing time zones and possibly dealing with jet lag, several questions that immediately come to mind. But maybe the first one and the place to get this started is it better to get there in advance and try to give yourself a chance to adjust, you know, maybe get there, fly in on a Thursday or a Friday for a Sunday race, so you've got a couple of days to try to get acclimated to the new time zone? Or does it make more sense to try to fly in like the day before and kind of maybe try to race on adrenaline or something like that, so that your body doesn't have a chance to maybe fall into a huge disruption in your sleep pattern because of trying to adjust and not having enough time? If that kind of question makes a little bit of sense.
Of course, like the best thing is if you can always get there like a few days earlier, so you can adjust. But if you can, my tip is like, do not sleep because you're tired from the trip. And sometimes you say, oh, I need to sleep, but don't. Try to stay awake as long as you can, so the next day you won't be too tired.
Mm. Yeah, I can even add to that. So back in March, I did the Barcelona marathon. And, you know, flew from Chicago to Barcelona, which is I think it's like a 6-hour time difference. And I did exactly what Carol just said. So, I got there a few days before the race. The first day I got there, my flight landed at about 10 a.m. like Barcelona time. And I was exhausted because I was up almost all night from during the flight and everything. And Carol told me, she's like, do not
sleep,
sleep until it's time to go to bed at night. And so I had to go for a walk around the city. I went and found anything I could do to keep myself up, and then went to bed maybe around 9 p.m. at night, and then woke up the next day and was surprisingly, still a little bit tired, but not completely jet lagged where you're just completely exhausted. Mm-hmm. Like my body adjusted a lot more quickly by doing that than, the temptation is, okay, I just got to my hotel and I'm going to check in and take a nap. And if you do that, I think it throws you off a lot more than if you force yourself to fall into the regular time schedule of wherever it is that you are.
Gotcha. And that makes sense. You know, you can use the sun, the circadian rhythms to your advantage that way. If you can get yourself, the quicker you can, kind of get into the location where you are, that time zone, that day pattern, it makes sense. And hopefully, if you do it right and you force yourself to stay awake, you have one day that you're kind of dragging. And then after that, you're pretty, hopefully fairly well adjusted, as opposed to having a 3 or 4 or 5 day adjustment period because you took that nap and it totally threw everything off for you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And it's amazing how much that one nap will throw things off too.
Yeah, I bet. Have you noticed a difference, Tom or Carol, in going east to west versus west to east? So, if you're going somewhere that the hours are ahead of you, is that a different, an easier or harder adjustment than if you're going back in time, if you will?
Yeah. I've noticed this. If I'm going from west to east, like if I fly from here to Europe, it's a little bit harder to adjust than going the other way. And I've even noticed that coming back from Europe to the US, it's the adjustment period is a lot slower, or a lot quicker rather, to where you start to feel normal again. And I don't know if Carol, if you've noticed the same thing.
It's the same thing. Yes. Always.
So if I'm hearing that correctly, then if you're going to fly for time zones to get to a different race, again, we're already trying to get there a couple days early and adjust to the current, you know, location, the destination locations, time and you know, their mornings and evenings and things like that. But if you're flying west for your race, maybe even give yourself an extra day or two just in case, because that can be a little bit harder adjustment to make.
If you're flying east for your race.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. You see, I get those. I knew I was going to get that backwards. So if you're flying east, give yourself maybe an extra day or two, just to be safe.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. What about, as it relates to changing time zones, I've heard this before, and I can't remember exactly the place. I don't know that it was necessarily running specific, but just travel, you know, kind of one of those quote unquote travel hack type of things. Mm-hmm. But curious if there's any merit to this, the idea of trying to adjust your sleeping pattern before you leave. So, you know, if I was going to fly to Europe and it's a 5-hour difference before I left, maybe I would try to, go to sleep a couple hours earlier at night and wake up a couple hours earlier in the morning so that, I'm starting to, you know, maybe take it to, a couple hour difference by changing my pattern a little bit before I leave. Does that help, or is that one of those things that sounds good on paper, but it just doesn't exactly work as well as, you might logically think that it would?
I think it sounds good, but if you think about the plane, if you're going to fly from America to Spain, for example, and you get on a flight at night, you leave at midnight and you get there by 10, and you're not comfortable sleeping on a plane, then it won't work.
Gotcha. Gotcha. And then, and that brings up a question too. What about sleeping on a plane? Like, it may not be the best sleep, but, is that going to mess things up as well? Like if you can grab, you know, 3 or 4 hours of sort of decent sleep on the plane, is that going to help or hurt once you get to the destination and trying to acclimate? And especially in that example that you just gave, Carol, of a overnight kind of a red eye type of flight, does that help or hurt the adjustment process?
No, I think it helps. It helps. If you can rest on the plane, it helps a lot. Then you get there. If you get there in the morning, then you get to the hotel and do everything, like check in, go around for lunch, and then it's easier to adjust. But if you get no sleep, then it will be much harder.
Gotcha, gotcha. And then maybe Tom, this might be a little bit more for you, but once you get there, you've traveled a little bit and you've tried to stay awake to help adjust for the next day, and maybe this is a little bit less, you know, time zone specific and just more kind of, you know, getting quality sleep in a hotel. Cause that's something that I've heard about and I've experienced it too. You know, I mean, we have our beds, or we're comfortable in our beds. We're comfortable with the noises that we hear in our own house or that we don't even really hear, cause they're just a little random creak or this or that or the other that doesn't even bother us anymore. But you get to a different place, and not only are you trying to adjust to time zones, but you're also sleeping in an unfamiliar bed, and there's the random light from the hallway coming under the door, and there's the noise of the guy down the hall shutting the door, things like that. Are there ways that you can help, that you've learned, that can help you get a improved quality of sleep while you're also trying to adjust to the whole jet lag and time zone difference as well?
A couple of beers before you go to bed. but no, I mean, there are you could try earplugs and, like the eye covers that you get. That you put over. The only thing is, if you're going to do that, don't do it the first night that you are in the hotel and have that be the first night you sleep with those things. Cause then they're going to make you uncomfortable and you're not going to sleep any better than you would without. So that would be if you want to try sleeping with those a few days before you leave, and then, you know, let your body get used to it, and then, and then sleep like that during the hotel. Otherwise, like I said, a stiff drink before bed doesn't hurt either.
fair enough. And that kind of advice, I think we can all kind of get behind, having a little nightcap and then, and shutting it down and hope that you can have a good night's sleep and wake up the next morning adjusted to the new time zone. So, the big tip here, definitely get there a couple days early, and then don't take a nap when you get to the hotel. Stay awake, live through that day, stay awake, and go to bed at night. And that's going to make the process of adjusting to a new time zone the easiest possible adjustment that you can have. Thanks once again to Tom and Carol for joining us on this week's Quick Tip episode. Short and sweet, which doesn't happen around here very often, but I think that the advice was pretty cut and dry and definitely something that you want to consider the next time you find yourself traveling across time zones to get to a race. Get there a couple days early if you can. Get adjusted to the days, you know, to the new locations, schedule, times a day, as without taking a nap, you know, dive right into it. And it's always a little bit easier to travel east to west than it is going west to east. So good things to remember, good takeaways, and would love to hear what your thoughts and takeaways are. Let me know. Shoot me a tweet at DizRuns. Shoot me an email, DizRuns@gmail.com. And as always, you can head over to the show notes for this episode or any episode and leave your comments, thoughts, and takeaways there. You can get to the show notes for today's episode at DizRuns.com/583. And while you're there, we've obviously got links to Tom and Carol's book, The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners. You can check it out. It's available on Amazon, on an Amazon of your choice. Amazon, Kindle, print, all those good options are there. The Ultimate Travel Guide for Runners, full of tips, tricks, and resources that you can use to plan your next race vacation. So with that, we'll go ahead and put a bow officially on this one for today. And once again, just want to thank you so much for your willingness to share the show, to promote the show, to tell others about it. We've been growing faster than we ever had up to this point, and it's not, I don't think it's because of me. Hopefully I've gotten a little bit better. Maybe makes you more willing to share the show. But the efforts are coming from you guys. So thank you so much for all you do to tell others about the show, help other people to find it, promote it. It means the world. So I appreciate y'all, each and every one of you, very, very much. So until next time, please be well, take good care, and we'll talk soon, all right?
See you.